Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. I was talking with a friend of mine about the question, should you have a life where you constantly focus on going along with your strengths, following your passions, or does like life require you to push really hard and go into the thing that you might not be as good as? So how do you determine which of the two to do? And especially when it comes to, you know, making life choices, when picking a study or, you know, in this case, we were talking about founding a company. What makes most sense? Should you go one way or the other? So in that conversation, I came up with a metaphor and I thought it would be fun to share with you. Imagine a river delta. And if you're at the beginning of the river delta, say you're like in the Amazon or something, and you're sitting there and you've built your little, you know, boat, or you're going to, you know, go swim. And you basically have a number of options. Option one is just jump into the water and, you know, the stream will take you somewhere. You will end up in the sea at some point. It might be a bumpy ride, it might take a long time, and you might not end up at the part of the sea where you wanted to end up, but you will end up somewhere. The second option is to kind of like zoom out, look at the river delta as a whole, and determine where you want to end up. If you will only swim along with the stream, then you don't really have a choice where you'll end up. But if at strategic moments, you know, you go along with stream, but you pick a little part where you swim a little bit upstream or you swim a little bit across the water, then you might end up in a different place. It might be either a less bumpy ride or, you know, you might end up at a different end of the sea. So this kind of like translates to life for me. Like if you take the path of least resistance, then just what happens to be the path of least resistance will determine where you end up in life. While if at strategic moments you swim upstream for a little bit, you take the less traveled path, the less uncomfortable path, you know, then you do end up somewhere else. My personal belief is that, you know, it's not as much fun to spend your entire life swimming upstream. You could do it. You probably can get really, really amazing results. I mean, recently the biography of Elon Musk came out, and like the way he's approaching life, he's actually kind of like assuming life is pain. And when he's out of pain, he actually apparently said to his biographer at some point, like, I should, you know, have less, you know, stress and less craziness and stuff like that, because I'm like under tension and fighting for survival all of my life. So maybe I should move to a place where I take it a little bit easier, which at the same time was the moment he was buying shares in Twitter, which obviously became this big, really big mess and a lot of stress for him as well. So that's like a process of continually swimming upstream, which, I mean, in this case has paid off dividends in a lot of ways. But I think in life, it's important to pick a balance, to strike a balance between the two. So that's an interesting question, both for you and for your child. Like when I hear parents talk about their children and that school isn't working along with the children enough, or like not creating an empowering enough program, then I'm always looking at that balance. I think also in school life, you know, you should have short moments where things are really uncomfortable. You're learning something new. You're learning how to do something that you've never done before in a way that you're not used to doing it before. And then you add skills, you add possibilities, you add value. And by doing that, you gain strength and you can start doing stuff that, you know, you maybe couldn't have done otherwise. You know, maybe you're really good at analytical ability, you've got an analytical talent, but you have a hard time focusing. Well, by training your ability to focus, you make it possible for yourself in the future to solve bigger and more complex problems by facing your weakness and making it strong enough so that it doesn't hinder your strength. And that's actually, I love the quote from Martin Seligman. I think it's from him or even one of his colleagues in positive psychology. Like, good life consists of, you know, living your signature strengths and compensating your weaknesses enough so they don't hinder you in doing that. And I think that's an interesting way of approaching it. So where could you you know, take on your strengths a little, weaknesses a little bit more, because they are hindering you in living your passion and your strengths. And where could you live your strength more? Where you're continually swimming upstream in a way that is not currently helpful. Curious what your thoughts are. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.